WA, Viola. You still out there, Glenn? G, KN4, VWA.
KK82BNG, how you doing? Good timing.
My wife says I usually have pretty good timing. Of course, she follows that up with a dent in my head.
I'm going to shop around for heaters this weekend if it doesn't get too much. It may warm up, though. Well, you know, we'll find out. Either that or do what I should have been doing for all this time and fix the central heating.
Glenn, it's supposed to be 60 on Wednesday, but then by Saturday it's supposed to drop back down in the freezing temperatures again.
Right, that's kind of what I figured. Let me make one more stop. I got the lemonade. Let me get the vodka. Hey, you know, the truck came by the Dollar General. I went in Dollar General. Like, are we expecting an invasion or a hurricane or something? You know, there was nothing on the shelves. So I basically just came out for my my big gallon of lemonade and you know, pint of vodka here. So let me do that and I'll get right back with you real quick.
Home for that vodka.
Okay. Warming up a bit. Got the heater in the car finally working.
About how you're warming up, I was worried that you might be warming up with that vodka.
5 minutes away. I'll get these cars out of the way so I can get out of here. All right. Yeah, but, you know, I went in there into that Dollar General store near me the other day, and there's nothing, almost nothing at all. So I guess the one shipment they had came in today, and I'm like, what are we expecting, an earthquake or something? Hurricane, what's going on here? So I guess the supply chain glitches are going to probably continue to last for a while.
I ain't seen nothing yet. You heard of Russia attacks.
I don't suspect they will. You know, the latest I hear, there's February 20th, you know, and then they're going to say, well, okay, the 28th, okay, March 5th, well, let's see, March 20th, I, the Ukrainians themselves don't seem all that worried about it, although they are preparing their civil population. I saw them doing drills and, you know, that sort of thing.
The Iranians? Oh, Ukrainians. Okay. Yeah, there's too many Iranians over in that area. Well, I tell you what. You know, we just don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You know, politics is a dirty, dirty game.
Politics is a dirty game, but, you know, there's still predictable rules, you know, especially geopolitics. In fact, it's kind of a shame that we no longer have the old relationship with the Soviet Union, because in a way, that was perfectly predictable. It was nasty, you know, a bit nasty, but predictable.
We had mad.
Very well, didn't it? We're still here.
Yeah, but there's things under the sun that we know nothing about. You know, nobody seems to be too worried about Russia. I mean, well, they're not really worried about Russia. And I think we can take Russia on the ground without too much problem. But I'm not so sure about the Chinese. They're just overwhelming numbers. And nobody seems to be too worried about them, especially after the way they've been acting at the Olympics.
Nobody gets into a ground war with Russia. Didn't work for Napoleon, didn't work for Hitler. No, you can't really beat them on the ground.
Just don't have to beat them at all. I hope this thing is nothing but a big, giant bluff on everybody's part, you know? So, anyhow, I don't understand why he can't just stay in his own backyard and leave things alone.
He kind of is their backyard. Right? It was part of the Soviet Union. It was until, you know, it was a separate republic or separate independent region or whatever it is now, only fairly recently. And it would be as if Mexico or something were part of the United States until recently, or Alaska or something. So yeah, that is their backyard.
Part of Russia until they took it in World War II, or right after World War II. Romania and Czechoslovakia, that's like saying that those countries were part of Russia.
Ukraine was part of Russia in Tsarist times. Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, all those other countries, of course, were never, you know, part of the, they were part of the Soviet sphere, never part of the Soviet Empire. Ukraine and Russia go back a long way.
Mine is, those folks don't want to be part of Russia. So why do they have to be forced to be part of Russia? That's like us going in and trying to take over Cuba, whether they like it or not.
Them. I think quite a lot of them actually do want to be part of Russia. I'd have to look that up. What, you know, as far as which percentage of Ukraine, or the Ukraine, actually wants independence from Russia. I don't think it's an overwhelming number. It might not even be a real large number.
I think it's like 70 or 80% from what I've read.
But then you don't have any of the economic advantages, if there are any. I mean, I assume the Soviet Union, I'm assuming, also had other benefits than just hegemony of very, you know, it was also an economic union, for what that's worth. Would they benefit from being totally independent? Would that move them closer to the West? Would they want that?
One thing's for sure, it's a big tangled up mess, and I sure hope it doesn't turn into a conflagration. So, well, anyhow, in the meantime, it's starting to dry up a little bit, so it shouldn't feel quite as cold. There's no cold like a doggone wet, damp cold, and I'm getting a call, and I gotta take it there, bud. I gotta jump out. I'll see you in a little bit. KN4VWA, clear.
VWA, KD2VG. Alright, I'm at my destination. I'll talk to you later. 70 degrees.